Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzz.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Hello, Medford.
It's all right to tell me what you think about me. I won't try to argue or hold it against you. I know that you're leaving, you must have your reasons. The season is calling, your pictures are falling down. Steps that I retrace, the sad look on your face, the timing and structure. Did you hear he fucked her a day late? Buck short, I'm writing a report on losing and failing when I move. I'm flailing now. Guess this is growing up, and I'll smile and you'll wave. We'll pretend it's okay. The charade, it won't last when he's gone. I won't come
back. Here we go, Medford. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, here with you until 8 p.m. Extra large version.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Thank you. Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Number one. Songs with the number one in the title, which one do you like better? Here comes Robert Plant versus Bob Marley. Round one, Friday Night Fights.
Mm-hmm.
featuring the number one in the title. That was Robert Plant with Tall Cool One from 1987, I believe. Here's Bob Marley. Which one do you like better?
One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
WMFO in Medford.
We're back. Ready for round two.
Dr. Heckel works late at the laboratory where things are not as they seem. And Dr. Heckel wishes nothing more desperately than to fulfill all his dreams. Letting loose with a scream in the dead of night as he's breaking new ground. Trying his best to unlock all the secrets, but he's not sure what he's found. Dr. Heckel is his own little guinea pig, 'cause they all think he's mad. He sets his sights on the search of a lifetime, and he's never, never sad. Whoa, it's off to work he goes, in the name of science and all its wonders. For some reaction to all his work and care. Oh, hey, hey, he fumbles for what to say. He loves the world except for all the
need. This is the story of God.
Getting ahead of myself here, but that was beginning of round two. It is the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl. Normally I'm here from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday nights. Here I'm a little bit early today, so 5 to 8, little extra large show for you. And I started off with round one. Which song do you like better? Songs about the number one or songs with one in the title? Robert Plant versus Bob Marley. I'm going Robert Plant on that one. Tall, cool one. One Love's a great tune. It all depends on your mood, I guess, for that. Friday Night Fights, I always like it a little up. So I'm going Robert Plant today on that one. I'm feeling a little up, not feeling chill like that Bob Marley song. Maybe you feel a little differently. Go to DJ Chat at WMFO. You can go to WMFO.org, DJ Chat. I will be on there until 8 p.m. taking your votes. You can always call at 855-915-WMFO. I went to the Lowell Fights last night in Lowell, Massachusetts, the Golden Gloves preliminary rounds. I believe it was round two, and knew a couple of people that fought yesterday and one and one lost, and both the winners in my book. I mean, just to get up there and train and do that, it's a tough thing to do. And my buddy Dave years ago did it about 20 years ago, maybe more now, 25 years ago. But always fun to see somebody in there in the boxing ring because, to me, I love boxing. I think it's great. It's one of the sports that I actually really enjoy watching. And I don't know. You just got to work real hard and you get in that ring and you're mano a mano or womano to womano. No women in last night's. But the last year, geez, there was like six women's bouts on the card and maybe 10 bouts in all and more women in the crowd watching the show. Interesting how times have changed. The men become women and the women become men. And somewhere along the way, some have just decided to do both and neither. Weird, huh? Well, we're going into 2025. Thanks to Dorothy Dwyer, who was here last week. We had a great show last week. I thought we had a great show last week. It's nice having Dorothy in here when she was in a little early and we did the Friday Night Fights as well as a little time travel, and she picked some songs. Anybody ever wants to come in and do a few songs, reach out to me and let me know. You can go onto the DJ Chat, WMFO. You want to be my guest here one week. Maybe we could book you in the spring or in the winter, as it were. I'm getting a little tickle in my throat. I hope I don't get that bronchial flu that's happening to people. After being at the Golden Gloves last night, little tickle. I think I just need a little water, a little hydrate. It's dry in this room, too. Oh, my God, it's dry. It's like, you know, the baby powder, like the Johnson & Johnson's. You throw a little fluff down there in the wintertime, a little fluff down in your nether regions to keep it like, you know, just to dry up that that heat that you get. It gets a little hot down there, down in the nether regions, as well as the pits. You know, maybe everywhere, maybe under the pits. Maybe you just sweat all the time like a pig. You know, I know a few people like that, and they need like the extra large Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. But when you fluff that thing up, too, it goes like in your throat, and you get that that cough. I'm feeling like I got a little baby powder in my throat or something. Weird. Round two is the doctor round, or the let's see a specialist round. We started with Men at Work, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jive, or Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive, rather. And then at the end of round two, it is going to be Groucho Marx with Dr. Hackenbush. Which one do you want? Is it Dr. Hackenbush Or is it Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive going to take round two? Let me know. DJ WMFO, go to the chat. I am on there until 8 p.m. In the meantime, here is Groucho Marx, and then I will come back after Groucho, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my week.
Listen, go.
Friday Night Fights, WMFO.
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is a doctor is a man's best friend.
Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With a possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
A doctor's a man's best friend.
We go. Groucho Marx with Dr. Hackenbush versus Men at Work's Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. I'm going to just start on that one. I'm going Groucho on that one. I love Men at Work, but I'm going Groucho Marx on that. He was great. One of the best comics of all time. If you don't know him, look him up and you might be surprised. You might get a lot of laughs out of him. I just listened to his 1972 album, which is An Evening with Groucho. I have it on vinyl, and I was sorting through my vinyl collection, putting some things away. I was taping up things, and I was putting records into sleeves and adding plastic sleeves, just get the record collection in a nicer shape, and I decided to throw that one on there and listen to all four sides. Two LPs of An Evening with Groucho, and very funny. Dick Cavett opens it up, and he also has Marvin Hamlisch in there that's accompanying him. It's really a great great little concert that was in, I believe, Carnegie Hall. So that's kind of fun. You know, you see people like John Cusack coming to town. Not quite the Groucho Marx, but just similar. And, hey, let's get together and see somebody that we enjoy because we saw him in the movies or whatever. So that was an early version of that. So anyway, I'm voting for Groucho for round two. We got votes in for round one. It looks like it's going for Tall Cool One.
Robert Plant is going to take that over Bob Marley. If you would like to vote, you can do it two ways. You can call the studio line, 855-915-WMFO, and give me your vote on that round or previous rounds. Or you can go to djchat.wmfo.org. I am on there until close to 8 p.m., and then Edward comes in and he does his thing from 8 to 10 p.m. I will also be having an extra large show next week, and Jim McDermott will be back with another guest from 5 to 8 next week. So looking forward to that here on the Friday Night Fights. In the meantime, I got tons and tons of rounds saved up for tonight, and I'm going to chat a little bit with you along the way. Another weird week. I have to say, David Lynch was one of my favorite directors. He was just weird, and he just did some great movies and also some crap. But he also did Twin Peaks, which was one of the coolest television programs of all time. So I'm going to miss David Lynch, and I guess he died from emphysema. I love smoking. You got to give up smoking, people. Your lungs, they got no way to fix your lungs right now. Maybe in the future they might, but there's no real way to fix your lungs. If you're smoking, those lungs are going to go away, and it's a horrible way to die, having emphysema. You basically suffocate. Just an awful way to go. But I guess he ended up putting a announcement out online about a week before he had passed. He did this little video, and normally I would play it, but the computer line has been down for months here at WM. I don't know what the hell's going on here, but anyway, normally I would play it for you. I'll play it for you another time, or I'd prepare it in advance, but I just saw it this afternoon. No time to send it, but look it up. You guys can figure it out. In this day and age, you all have a phone in your pocket that plays videos. If you didn't know that, welcome to 2025. Normally, the show I used to do was called Time Travel. Now it is the Friday Night Fights, and I enjoy doing the Friday Night Fights, and I will most likely continue into next year. If you'd like to make a comment or anything like that, you can always call me here at WMFO, 855-915-9636. Next is going to be In the Valley, Valley Songs. So we're going to have In the Valley and Pleasant Valley Sunday. It'll be Midnight Oil versus the Monkees, round three here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? It's Friday night. Do something. Do something.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
My grandfather went down with the Montevideo. Rising sun sent him floating to his rest. And his wife fled south to Sydney, seeking out safe harbor. A North Shore matron she became with some paying guests. Oh, my father went down with the curse of big cities. Traffic piles and deadlines took him to his peace. Bob Dyer glued us to our seats, and lawns were always Victor neat, whilst Menzies fawned at royal feet. I'm sure you remember. Do you remember? Stiff bump from Hades. Life surprises and tears ya like the Sutherland.
Round three, Friday Night Fights, Songs About the Valley. That was Midnight Oil Within the Valley. I love that one. There's a great acoustic version of that. And a great regular version of that from the Earth and Sun and Moon album from 1993. I was getting out of college then. If anybody is data mining, 1993, I was getting out of college then. And I remember picking up that album, and I'm like, this is a fantastic album. I love Midnight Oil, and that was one of my favorites. It was kind of a commercially album for them. They had a couple of great ones in there, My Country and that one and a number of others. Anyway, next one up for the Monday round is one you probably already know if you are familiar with music and you're familiar with Carole King and you're familiar with the 60s and you're familiar with the mop top band that wasn't the Beatles that had a television show in the 60s. It is Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees. Here we go. Friday Night Fights. Which one you like better? This one or Midnight Oil? Let me know on chat or give me a call or just shout up the window or send it to me in your mind.
Came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Sunday.
Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care.
So Mrs. Gray, she's proud today. Roses are in bloom.
And Mr. Green, he's so serene. He's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't. Comfort goes, they only know my soul.
make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
We go. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday versus In the Valley. We got Monkees versus Midnight Oil. I'm the Monkees on that one. We got one from the chat for the Monkees as well. I love Midnight Oil, but Monkees, that's just a classic. And, you know, Carol King wrote that one, and she wrote a bunch of great songs with, I believe his name was Jerry Goffin, which was a writing partner. And Carol King, of course, had the Tapestry album and had her career of her own. She's just a great songwriter, one of the best songwriters of the 60s and 70s, Carol King there. And she lent that one to the Monkees. And, of course, the Monkees had a hit with that one. Monkees were great. If you ever see, like, the box set of the Monkees, pick that thing up if you got, like, another $100 on you. Just do it. Don't even question me. Just do it. And pick yourself up a DVD player while you have it. You can probably get one for, like, $5 now at the nearest Savers. Anyway, time travel is not here. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. 2025, starting it off with a bang. These wildfires, oh my God, crazy. Crazy with the wildfires. People just wiped out entire houses wiped out. And, of course, it's so sad to see these idiots bitching about rich people losing their houses. Come on. Come on, people. Have some empathy. It's like these are still real people with real problems and they have real items and real memories. And oh, my God, for people to say, I'm so glad you're going through that is absolutely insane to me. It's so ignorant and so wrong. And you're just not a human being if you feel nothing but contempt for people that have it better than you. It's nothing but contempt, and you are part of the problem, and you are evil. And I hope your house burns down. What do you think of that? I hope a house lands on you. That's what the Wicked Witch would say. Or that's what they would say to the Wicked Witch. Who knows? Wicked Witch is the good girl now. Who knows? It's a weird time, 2025. All I can say is my heart goes out to all the people where was it? California. A couple of my friends were down there and their houses were okay, but they just saw like a lot of stuff happen and a lot of horrible things. I can't imagine. I mean, imagine being here in Medford and then they're like, hey, you've got 2 minutes to leave. The fires are coming and you will die. Move. You know, it's like that's scary. I don't care what anybody says. That's scary. You know, years ago, I remember coming into WMFO. And a few of you may remember this. It was around 2016, 2017. There was a signal that went out on all iPhones. And I don't know about all other smartphones, but I know they were on all iPhones. And it basically said, Hawaii's under attack. This is not a drill. And I'm like, nobody was held accountable for that message, just panicking people. That's like yelling fire in a theater, you know? And it's like, it's just such weird times. It's just scary times to me. But it's important to find good people, and they're always around for you. People are around. It's just they don't come out of the woodwork, or they've been beaten down so much by other evil people that it takes them a while to get back. Well, I'm here for you, everybody. I'm one of the good guys, and I can say that because I am a good guy.
I firmly believe that, and I have thousands of people that can tell you that. So I'm here for you, Medford. WMFO in Medford. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. today, and I'm here for you forever. As long as I am standing or sitting or I have a heartbeat or a pulse and there's evil in the world, Chris Earl will be here to put on his cape and fight for you. That's my promise. The next one I got is round four. It's going to be fun. This is from the Sesame Street television show. I got two songs from the Sesame Street television show, and you tell me which one you like better. So right now we're going to give Robert Plant the first round, Tall Cool One beating out Bob Marley and the Wailers. And I'm going to give Groucho Marx round two, Dr. Hackenbush over Men at Work. And I will wait for the Midnight Oil and Monkey's votes to come in. In the meantime, before we do round four, though, I'm going to give you this PSA that I just found here while I was putting in my Groucho Marx. I like to hear a little extra Groucho Marx here. So this is a little time travel extra here for you on the Friday Night Fights. It's Groucho Marx with a PSA, I believe, about the atomic age and civil defense. Let's listen in.
This is Groucho Marx. A few days ago, I was talking with the Director of Civil Defense, and he told me some things that I feel everyone should know. That's why I'm speaking to you now. Did you know, for example, that your chances of surviving an atom bomb attack are excellent? It's true, but there's a big if. You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you. Listen, because this is important. Keep a complete first aid kit handy. Keep a closed container of drinking water in your refrigerator, enough for 3 days. Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher. Take a look around your house right now and pick out the safest spot, away from windows and doors. Make sure that every member of your family understands he is to rush to that safe spot when there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now, and I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.
Pretty cool. All right. Thanks, Groucho. Pretty cool. Good advice, even in 2025. You know, have some water with you, fire extinguisher, maybe a couple of yellow zingers, have something to eat. Know what I mean? Round four. Here we go. Sesame Street round. It's time travel. No, it's not. It's the Friday Night Fights. Why do I have time travel on my mind? I always have time travel on my mind. Anyway, it's number four. Here we go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Said the alligator king to his seven sons, I'm feeling mighty down. Whichever of you can cheer me up will get to wear my crown. His first son brought seven oyster pearls from the bottom of the China Sea. The second gave him seven statues of girls with clocks where their stomachs should be. The third son gave him seven rubies from the sheikdom of down there beneath. The king thought the rubies were cherries, and he broke off seven of his teeth. The fourth son tried to cheer him up with seven lemon drops. The king said,
I'm sorry, son, since that ruby episode, I just haven't got the chops.
The fifth son brought the king perfume in seven fancy silver jars. The king took a whiff and he broke out in spots, 'cause it smelled like cheap cigars. The sixth son gave him seven diamond rings to wear upon his toes. The king snagged his foot on the royal red rug and crumpled up his nose. The seventh son of the alligator king was a thoughtful little whelp. He said,
Daddy, appears to me that you could use a little help.
Said the alligator king to his seventh son, my son, you win the crown. You didn't bring me diamonds or rubies, but you helped me up when I was down. Take the crown, it's yours, my son. Hope you don't mind the dents. I got it on sale at a discount store. Cost me all of 7 cents. Seven.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C!
Nothing better than Sesame Street when I was a kid, man. I love Sesame Street. Cookie Monster, fantastic stuff. How can you beat C is for Cookie? The Alligator King, great, great song. Very, very clever. And I always loved the animation for the Alligator King. And that little alligator comes out and saves the day there for his little daddy. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'm going to give you this crown. It's worth nothing. I guess a little bit of a lesson there. Not sure what, but there is a lesson there. And C is for Cookie. It's like, hey, you can eat cookies every day. If you do, it may go a little diabetic. But if you don't, good for you. You're happy, you got some chocolate chips in your system, maybe a little sugar. The chocolate chips got some sugar in it, but you ever have a snickerdoodle? I wasn't sure what that was for years. Like, people would be saying, like, hey, you having a snickerdoodle? I thought there was, like, a Snickers in it. And I love Snickers, and I'm like, there's no Snickers in the snickerdoodle. It's like cinnamon and, I don't know, like, onion dust and, you know, I don't know. It was just weird. What else do we like? We like brownies. Is there a good song about a brownie? I'll have to think of a good song about a brownie. There's plenty of songs about people eating brownies and going crazy, you know? But I don't know. I'm going See Us for Cookie on that one. I got to go See Us for Cookie on that one. We're going to give round three to the Monkees. We're going to give round three to the Monkees. Round five is coming up next. We're going back to the boats. It's the Battle of the High Seas. Here's two that we didn't play last week, and I've had these on deck for a while here. So this is round five. It is going to be two bands that people probably don't know too much of. I don't know, maybe if you're from overseas. Madness was a very big band overseas, not so much in the U.S., but you might recognize them from the song Our House. I have a song called Night Boat to Cairo from Madness, and they're going up against a band called Every Mother's Son with Come On Down to My Boat. The Battle of the High Seas. Here we go. Battle of the High Seas. It's round five here on the Friday Night Fights. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station.
You've heard Turn the Beat Around by Vicky Sue Robinson, Heaven on the Seventh Floor, La Freak by Chic, Fly Robin Fly by The Silver Connection, and now number five.